This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Only way to start your day. Mlambo Attorneys and Associates are back. Mlambo and Associates. In fact, I think Miss Ntombi Mlambo, because we have her this morning. We are not correct. Maybe I get it wrong. Miss Ntombi, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Morning to you and your listeners. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. Thanks. How are you?
No, I'm well. Thank you very much.
It's been a minute since we had you on the show.
Yes. It's been a minute indeed.
I know, but thank you so much. Shout out to Otembela. Otembela, I know, she does everything well, man. But thank you so much. How come nan ganjan?
But no, I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Yes. Otamela is also on the line, man. I wanted you to correct me, because sometimes I say Mlambo and Associates, sometimes I say Mlambo Attorneys. Please correct me, Miss Ntombi Mlambo. Is it Mlambo and Associates?
Hey, we get Mlambo Attorneys quite often, and okay. I just go with the flow. When we're introduced as that, we're actually Mlambo and Associates, but Kiafana, we're attorneys, we're a law firm, so...
Definitely. Yes. And what I like about today's conversation is that we are here to shine a spotlight on you in particular as the founder and the person behind Mlambo and Associates. You are a mom. But also, you have worked very hard to be where you are. And hence, we have Mlambo and Associates.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what we were speaking about, in case you have just joined us this morning. Being a mom and also being a powerhouse in the boardroom. A very interesting topic indeed.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yes, definitely. Maybe take us back to when you realized, Guti, you wanted to thrive both in your career and fulfilling your duties as a mom. How did you distinguish that? And Ibonenjan, and how is it going?
Yeah, I don't think as a black female that there's a time where you get to plan your life. It's almost like by the time you're born, your life is already planned out for you, Uguti. You're going to finish school, you're going to get a degree, you're going to get married, you're going to be a mom. So it's almost like, Njay, it's predetermined. So I can't say that there was ever a time where I realized, you know, independently. I think that the way was paved for me, or the plan was just kind of, was made for me before it all actually began.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Definitely, yeah, because as you are saying, you don't prepare for it, it just happened. And how has becoming now a mother shaped your perspective on your success, Ms. Mlambo?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was obviously a journey that was completely uncharted waters for me. Being Agazi, obviously, being exposed to Gutsugunjani, you know, being born from a mom who was a teacher, or Gutsugunjani to be in the corporate world and being a mom. So it was completely new for me. But what it's done is that it's shown me that being a mom doesn't mean that it's an impediment to you being successful. You actually can do both. You can be uma or good and ubuye ube successful in the corporate world. So yeah, that would be... Yeah,
definitely.
My answer to that.
I think a lot of ladies. We've got some young ladies at MUT, and our audience generally, it's young people, mostly. You know, teenagers, now early 20s, they would actually want to get involved in this conversation. So if you have any questions, you can hit us up on 0681608832. But take us through your day, Miss Mlambo, because I understand that you are a mom and also, you know, leading this huge law firm, Mlambo and Associate. What does a typical day look like for you, juggling motherhood at the same time, the corporate responsibilities?
I know that my team would attest to this because they engage with me throughout the day. It's chaos. I can tell you now, it's absolute and utter chaos. I don't think that there's any other way to describe it, but it's chaos that you try to make sense of at the end of the day. You need to make sure that you are ticking the boxes, you are doing the things, and also show up at work. You know what I'm saying? So come the end of the day, you need to have done things, ticked them off your list and actually made a success out of them, as much as it starts out eba chaotic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt like you had to choose between a career and your family at some point?
To be honest, I think it's something that happens almost daily. Mm. And, you know, mangisho kanjalo, there's always a sacrifice. Something's got to give. And so it's always a juggling act. I always tell my team what I'm juggling. And when I say choosing between my family and work, it's just a thing of, okay, I'm going to show up one way or another for the company and for my family.
Mm.
But it may not be me in person. It may be a thing, you're good, okay, how do we maybe delegate here and there? You know, we make sure good to see and that, but at the end of the day, might mean that I'm not the one or corner lapo at that particular attendance. And so, yes, it would be a yes. It's just a thing of showing up. It just may not be me in person.
Mm. Yeah. You know, when I heard that we are speaking about this, this topic today, I immediately thought, I had a thought in my mind, Wuti, hey, you know, women who are in the corporate world are really going through a lot because, at work, you are, especially as a leader like you, you're expected to lead your team. At the same time, when you get home, you need to cook, you need to assist with the homeworks, you expected to be, you know, a loving mother, a loving wife, if you're a wife. I'm thinking about a lot of those things, but I'm sure in all of that chaos, as you put it, there must be support. How important is having a support system, and what does yours look like?
You know, once upon a time, I was running with a matter, ne? Grab an advocate, because I asked her, I said, how do you juggle being a mom and, you know, running a very, very busy practice? What, Tigmina? Oh, no, you need to surround yourself in your support system. I'm at all peers and things like that. Okay, not, hey, hi, guys, this is a world that's not for me. And yes, I don't have an au pair, by the way, but one thing in Aisha Uguti, it's very important for you to have a support system. And a support system does not necessarily mean ugutumdeni, because our family dynamics are different. You know, you may have family that's absent or whatever the case may be, but what you need to do is that, because kuningi that's expected of you in life, I think we can understand balancing zongelezin, there's a lot. You need to surround yourself with a support structure that is very, very functional and very present. Whether it's uanti, mhlampe kube umalume othathe ingane azimise esikoleni, it could be a PA, it could be whatever the case may be. It's extremely important to put a support system in place now for your sanity at the end of the day, because on top of being a mom and being in the corporate world, you need to make sure that you also remain sane. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, yeah, support system, very, very important.
Yeah, I'm also, you touch a very important point, the sanity and your mental health. And some moms could be struggling with that, I can imagine.
Yes.
Mm.
It's a real thing, eh? It's a real thing. We have to look after ourselves. You really have to balance.
Now coming back to, like, in the world of work, you are a powerhouse in the boardroom. What does that mean? Because in our topic, it has a section 80, balancing being a mom and a powerhouse in the boardroom.
They say I'm a powerhouse. I hope I am.
You are. I'm definitely, definitely sure.
Yeah, look, I think in my journey, I've reflected and I've realized, you know, Oguti, when you are a powerhouse, it's a very scary place to be. That's the truth of the matter. And sometimes gubane imposter syndrome, where you feel like, hey, do I deserve a seat at this table? And what it means to be a real powerhouse is to say, you know what, as scary as this is, and as much as the imposter syndrome to say, I don't belong at this table, may creep in, you say to yourself, actually, I deserve to be here. I will be here. I need to be here. And not only for yourself, to push on my boundaries. I mean, being a mom, being black, being female, there's a lot of these stereotypes and whatnot that we have to fight with or fight against. You need to say to yourself, look, I am going to fight against those perceptions and stereotypes. I belong here. I will be here. I can do this. I can be excellent. Number one, you're doing it for yourself. Secondly, you're doing it for your children. You're building a legacy. But also, most importantly, also for your community, there's aspiring young leaders who are in a similar or maybe might be in a similar position down the line. And, you know, you need to lead by example. You know what? Even if imposter syndrome creeps in one day when it's my turn, actually, I'm going to fight against it. If that one could do it, then I can do it. So for me, being a powerhouse is that. It's really pushing through all the stereotypes, pushing through this imposter syndrome, pushing through it being scary, just saying to yourself, you know what, I actually am at the table. Therefore, I deserve a seat at the table. So yeah,
definitely.
That's what it means for me.
Wow. Ms. Mlambo, looking back at your journey, looking back where you come from, would you have done it differently? Or maybe if you were to look at your younger self, what would you say to that person before becoming a mom?
Yo, I would never have done it differently. I think if I had done it differently, things would not have worked out as well as they have. Touch wood and praise the Lord for that. And looking at my younger self, I don't think I could have foreseen, okay, actually, if you do push yourself and you work hard and you have dedication and all of that good stuff, that actually we are was ukuphumelela empilweni. My younger self probably was not thinking powerhouse vibe, mom, you know. And then, yeah, outside of the corporate world, my younger self didn't foresee that one day I'm going to have these cute little munchkins that both give me gray hairs but also bring me so much joy. You know, so yeah, I would not have done things differently. I think I would have probably told my younger self to work hard because it is achievable.
Definitely. And what advice would you now give to young women who wants to be both successful, successful in their careers and, you know, one day to start their families?
Yeah. Look, I think coming from the background that I come from, and I can speak only from that perspective at this point in time, being a mom, being black, being female, is that, you know, a lot of the times we are told we can't, you're not capable, you're not worthy, you know, whatever the case may be. What I would say is that, you know, people must just push through those stereotypes and actually fight, because what it takes coming from a background like that is a lot of determination and hard work. And look at what people have done ahead of you. And I'm not saying that I'm the number one role model or that I am a role model, but just look at what other people have done around you that are successful. You can push through whatever limitations people have set for you. You actually can do it. And if God blesses you with kids, you know, that's fantastic. But either which way, with kids or not, you got this.
Yeah.
I think that's what I would say.
Definitely. There is a question here. I'm not sure if you've answered because I asked about it also. It's from Snetem Bandlovu. She said, how do you take care of your mental health while juggling both roles? I'm not sure if you had answered that, but ngingabuza ngalokho, Ms. Mlambo.
Oh, okay. Sorry if I think I didn't touch on the details.
Mental health, yes.
It's important to prioritize your mental health. It's something that I've learned through each journey. I mean, I got umfutho and everything. But indabati burnout is real. Mental health issues are real. It is a nerve-wracking environment to be in the corporate world. So what I've realized, I've come to learn, Uguti, if you don't prioritize yourself somewhere, somehow, in that busy chaos that I described earlier, whether you have kids or don't have kids, then it's easy for you to find yourself having burnt out. So what I do is I have become intentional about going to gym. I've realized that the gym for me, even though I don't go as often, maybe 2-3 times a week, it really does help. But as it releases endorphins and all of that good stuff. Either which way, I come out of there feeling a lot better. I will go on hikes sometimes with a friend or alone. You know, ignorance, just being outside, it gives you that fresh air, that fresh perspective. Sometimes I'll go to a spa because for me, I've figured out that's what relaxes me. So whatever it is that works for you, you need to make sure that in that busy chaos that I was talking about, that you slot yourself in, make sure that you've got me time. Whatever it looks like for you, make sure that you do prioritize it for yourself, because you want to have a balanced life at the end of the day. Mm. Show up as a mom, show up as a powerhouse, and also show up for yourself, because you also matter.
You also matter. That's a very strong strong words there from Ms. Mlambo of Mlambo and Associates. Queen Legal Insights on MUT Radio. Let's wrap it up, Ms. Mlambo. Thank you so much for that inspiration. And it's been amazing conversation with you. Maybe because we are very, so for someone who would like to follow your journey and understand where you come from and your journey in general. Where can our listeners connect with you and follow your journey?
Okay, great. We're on LinkedIn, Mlambo and Associates. We're also on TikTok. We are on Instagram. And also look up our website. It's mlambolegal.co.za. If you want to hit us up with a direct email, it's info@mlambolegal.co.za. Yeah, please do reach out, guys.
Definitely.
We take our community very seriously.
Definitely no. Siyabonga kakhulu, Ms. Ntombi Mlambo from Mlambo and Associates. Thank you so much. Until next time, eh?
Thank you so much, Awetu. Thank you, listeners. Have a good one.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much to Ntombi Mlambo for.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.